I call to order the Madison Plains Board of Education regular meeting. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason. Mrs. Anikas.
Here.
Ms. Reinchild.
Here.
Mr. Stone Rock.
Here.
Mr. Yensel.
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Okay, we will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Madam Vice President, we have a student who will lead us tonight, Senior Lindsay Call.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Lindsay. Okay, we will move to public communication, the first session. Did anybody sign up?
Not for the first session.
Not for the first session. Okay, we will then move to student recognition.
Madam Vice President, I would like to call to the podium Lindsay Call, who is a senior for us here at Madison Plains High School. Lindsay is our student of the month for the London Rotary Club, and she was honored earlier this month at a Rotary Club meeting, but would just like to honor Lindsay here as well. Lindsay has a 4.11 grade point average, and she is currently ranked fourth in her class. Her favorite course is anatomy and physiology. Lindsay has played basketball all 4 years of high school. She is captain of the varsity team this year. Lindsay has also been an FFA throughout her high school career. Her freshman year, she participated in the Green Hand Quiz Bowl, and she individually placed fifth in the state. She participated in equine judging as a junior, and she placed 40th in the state. Also as a junior, she held the office of chapter reporter for FFA, and during her senior year, she is serving as the chapter's president. Lindsay is also a three-year member of National Honor Society. Lindsay was asked which Madison Plains staff member inspires her, and she chose her anatomy and physiology teacher, Miss Molly Neese. Lindsay said, "Miss Neese is my inspiration because she is always encouraging me to think outside of the box and continuously supports my current and future academic endeavors." Regarding Lindsay, Miss Neese said, "In all the years that I have known Lindsay, she has consistently lit up my room with her genuine compassion and curiosity to learn. I believe she is an exemplary student and someone whom her peers can look up to. She is truly a bright light within our district, and knowing she is graduating soon is bittersweet. Bitter because I will miss her perspective within the classroom, but also sweet because I know Lindsay will be out in the world sharing her kindness and her light. After graduation, Lindsay plans to attend Ohio State or the University of Cincinnati to work on her BSN degree, and later will continue her education to earn a nurse practitioner degree. Lindsay is the daughter of Daniel and Rena Call." And so we would like to just say congratulations to Lindsay on building an outstanding record of achievement while she's been a student here in the Madison Plains Local School District, and especially this award is particularly for her time at Madison Plains High School, but we know that her entire career has been outstanding, and we've got a certificate of appreciation for her. So Lindsay, well done, very proud of you. Keep up the great work.
Okay, moving to employee recognition.
Madam Vice President, we do not have any employee recognition this evening.
Okay, moving to board work session.
A couple of items need to determine, the board needs to determine this evening who they would like to be the president pro tem for the organizational meeting on January 10th, and just want to confirm that that is when it is. But we will need a president pro tem for that meeting until we elect our board president for the rest of the year. Are there nominations?
I will nominate Mark Mason.
Any other nominations?
I will nominate Tuas Anikas.
Okay.
Any other nominations? We will need a vote on both of those then.
Okay. So we just go around? What do we do?
Regarding the first nomination by Mrs. Anikas for Mr. Mason, Mrs. Anikas, if you'd like to call the roll or
roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Ms. Reinchild?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
I assume that there is no need for the second. That carries
4-0. Okay, moving to approval of board minutes, please.
I move that the minutes of the November 15th, 2022 meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinchild?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Okay, moving to department reports, please.
And Madam President, I am pleased to introduce tonight Mrs. Jill Hiles. Mrs. Hiles is with us from Toll's Career and Technical Center, and she is a teacher in our satellite program that we have with Toll's. We approved that for this school year, and so Mrs. Hiles has been doing some wonderful work with her students, and I have asked her to come tonight and share a little bit about that. So Mrs. Hiles, whenever you are ready, the floor is yours. Thank you for being here.
Okay. Hi, good evening.
Hello.
Is that too loud?
No,
okay. So I brought examples of student work for our last two major projects, and they have been, we did a project going through the manufacturing assembly line process, and we talked about what that would look like. And so the students started with all of the pieces here in essentially a sheet of paper. And then they were stationed in 8 stations, and they moved the items from station to station to station until they got to the final station, which was a quality control. And essentially that simulated what it would be like to be creating something in any type of assembly fashion. So we also looked at some things as they relate to Honda, as they relate to Staples, Amazon, things that are local and current to the students. And so once these were created, each classroom made about 200 total. And so those were boxed and sent out to Nationwide Children's, Madison House, Arbor's. Then they also, some went to Bluebird and some other organizations here locally. So the students all collectively worked through that process. And then we also had them do it continually during the course of the day, so they understood what it would be like if you came into a shift and things weren't left the way you necessarily thought they would be, or if things had to be redone once they got to quality control, and so how that whole system operated. So these were examples of what those look like. And then we, as a final semester exam project, the students, majority of my students are freshmen, summer sophomores, but mostly are freshmen. So they had a civics project that they did. They had to create an urban map. And so we took that project, and then they had to bring it to life in some format. So they could take any component of that map that they had already done for another project in another classroom, and then utilizing the things that we had already been talking about through construction and different mediums, they had to bring it to 3D life. And so these are some examples that I brought from their semester exam project. And so we have a cell tower. They could use any supply that they wanted. They could use popsicle sticks, they could use Legos, they could use gingerbread houses. We have a bridge and, you know, water. And we also had, thank you. We have a marina as well. And so these all had to be created by the students individually. They could, this was not a group project, this was a solo project. Majority of our projects do tend to be group in my classroom, but this was a solo. And then we also have, a hospital. Gingerbread houses are really plentiful this time of year, and they are already pre-formed in a lot of cases, but they make themselves very useful to projects like this. So I have post offices, I have hospitals, I have a salon. So I had several students create, I have bakeries. And so I told them, you take that form, and then you create it in any way that you see fit. But the base of the project was something that they had started in their civics course, and then we carried that over to bring it in this way. This past week we had, or not this past week, the week prior, we had two speakers come and speak on construction. And so this tied directly to that prior to them beginning these projects. Our speakers were alum of Madison Plains and work locally and talk to the students about jobs that exist here and what is happening in the growth market in the Columbus area and in central Ohio. And then we also had a student from Tolles come and speak to the students about what the experience is like currently being in the programs there and how that differs potentially from their day-to-day in the classroom, and then what the benefits that student sees in completing those programs through Tolles. So that's kind of what we have going on. We have more speakers coming. We have similar projects like that also taking place. And the students also have a practicum experience that they have to complete by the end of the school year as part of this course, and it helps them to get 3 points towards graduation. And we have several students who already have some things lined up for that, working within the community, and I've had several people reach out, hey, do you have any students who have knowledge in this area or that area? Would they be willing to come and help? And so we've put them in contact with those individuals. So that's kind of what happens in my classroom.
How many students do we have enrolled in this program? Do we know?
So in each of our classrooms, we have roughly 130 students, and there are two classrooms.
Very nice. So, yeah. Thank you. Very nice.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
Mrs. Hiles, I just would like to say thank you very much for taking the time to come and share what is happening in your classroom and with this program. We certainly appreciate the partnership with Tolles, and we appreciate all the work that you were doing to lead our students in their knowledge of career technical education and opportunities that are available and how all that works.
Thank you.
So thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Superintendent's committee reports, please.
Madam Vice President, just one committee report this evening, and it is a rather important one. We have our Madison Plains Facilities Advisory Committee report. This is a report that we have been looking forward to for quite some time. Our Facilities Advisory Committee has been meeting and discussing a potential project. So we have with us this evening Mr. Brian Holbert and Mr. Todd Fisher from the committee, and they are going to talk to us a little bit about what the committee's process has been and talk about the committee's recommendations.
Perfect. Thank you. I don't know if you can hear me or not. I'm getting in here. First off, thank you, Chad, for giving us the opportunity and the board tonight to talk about this very important, you know, process that we went through over the last several months. Basically, we'll go over a few things with you guys, like the overview of the process that we looked at, recommendation with the partnership with the OFCC, recommendation for location, and also a recommendation for the cost and millage as far as what we're recommending as far as the schools that we currently have our facilities. The committee was made up of approximately 50 to 70 community members. A lot of us currently have students in school here. Some of us have students that have recently graduated. And we also had some several members that were grandparents or even people that attended way back in the day as well. We have approximately 7 meetings that we've held since August the 1st. And then we had 2 additional community meetings, one in Mount Sterling and then one here at the Madison Plains High School. There were several things that we considered and reviewed over this time and we discussed. One of the things that I enjoyed the most was we had 2 tours of the school buildings themselves, one here at the intermediate, then we had the one from the 7th through the 12th grade building. And a lot of information we were able to uncover at that time and see firsthand some of the things that we talked about and the need that we have regarding our current facilities that we have here.
So, hello, I'm Todd Fisher. If you want to go to the some of the recommendations that came out of this whole process, again, it was several meetings. I learned what OFCC stood for, which is really it's the state of Ohio and what they're going to bring to the table for Madison Plains. We also learned that the OFCC or the Facilities Construction Commission designates Madison Plains in a category called last, which means that we had an opportunity years ago to get money that passed us by for various reasons. But it also means now we are in the front of the line or further in front of the line in getting money. It doesn't mean we get more money, it means we just get it earlier. So what OFCC means is they are part of the construction process for if we should choose to go forward with buildings, they will be part of that process. They will also bring money to the table. They will be in designs, recommendation, and some designations that we should be following for that. The OFCC at this point has us at 9% of the co-funded, meaning the portions that the state will pay for. They won't pay for everything, but they'll pay for their portion of it would be 9%. So out of the committee meetings, various iterations on and on, we looked at several things, one being location. One being number of buildings. And the recommendation out of the advisory committee was that we would have one centrally located building here on this campus that the school district currently owns. It's geographically centered to where we're at, and the size of our enrollment precludes us and kind of not forces us, but designates us to have one building. And that brought up some consternation from different folks about one building. It doesn't mean that kindergartners and 11th graders, 12th graders are interacting together. It means it's just in one central building. There's different designs that make that feasible. Out of this process, we also learned what it costs to build buildings today, and they continue to rise. So the co-funded portion would be just over $62 million. That's with a conceptual design. The state of Ohio would approximately pay 9% of that, which is $5.6 million. There's something called locally funded initiatives. These are things that the state of Ohio will not match or contribute to. Things such as an additional auditorium. Things that we as a school district feel we need to have that the state won't match money towards. And those locally funded initiatives are about $6.5 million. So the total cost of what we're recommending is just under $69 million. And the state will again pay $5.6 million of that. And so we would need and recommend that the board approve going after just over $63 million bond issue to be placed in front of the voters to fund this. Some of the constraints that we kept on this, as you know, you can ask for everything and the numbers kept going larger and larger into the $70 and $80 million range. So some constraints that were conscious was to keep the millage for this improvement levy to be under 10 mils. So it comes in just under that. I don't believe, but I believe 9.6, 9.7. but also make sure that Madison Plains is not the highest taxing school district in our region or in our area. Currently, we're on the very low end of things, but we don't want to leapfrog us and put us in front of everybody. So we want to stay underneath the top effective millage rates of the surrounding school districts. So with that, thank you for your time, patience. Brian and I will take questions. I know Todd and Chad were also part of that. Some of the people in the audience maybe were also part of that. So if there are questions, Brian and I can answer, or others may.
I do not have any questions.
No. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I would just like to thank Mr. Fisher and Mr. Holbert for representing the committee tonight, taking the time to come and speak. Certainly do appreciate it. And there'll be more on this a little bit later in the agenda.
Okay, moving to Treasurer's Report.
Thank you, Mrs. Anikas. I'll keep my Treasurer's Report fairly brief. Looking at our cash reconciliation, we ended the month of November with just under $6 million, $5.8 million. So we have a healthy bottom line right now for the school district. And with the budget and performance update, you see that we are slightly down on our revenue compared to projections. We're actually within 2%, so nothing to worry about there. And we're well below on our expenditures. From what we project. So things are trending in the right direction on both regards compared to our forecast. Now, we're keeping an eye on those things because, again, we have our new forecast incorporated into these projections this time. But revenue came in slightly different timing last year based on not taking those advances. This year, we'll get the bulk of our property tax revenue at the end of February and closer to the beginning of March when the final amounts come in one check as opposed to getting those in four separate payments and then the final settlement. So a little bit difference in the timing, but all in all, things are trending in the right direction for us. So healthy bottom line right now. And that is all I have before the board tonight are the financial reports. So are there any questions?
No questions.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve financial item I-3.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Moving to the Superintendent's Report.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. Just a couple of items in terms of discussion tonight, or discussion items. I received word a couple of weeks ago that the permanent improvement levy that we had on the November ballot, we had preliminary results that it had in fact passed, and in early December I received official notification that it had in fact passed. So very pleased with that. I want to say thank you to the voters in our school district for passing that important permanent improvement levy. Just with regard to transportation, we continue to look for bus drivers. I am hopeful that in the very near future here we might have some good news on that front, but it's something we continue to do. I also wanted to report to the board that we took delivery of two new diesel buses this week, so very pleased about that. That will help us. We have been in short supply. We've actually been borrowing a bus this week to get us through from a neighboring school district. So the two new buses are good. We need to get those inspected, of course, but we are going to try. Of course, with the holiday, that's going to be a challenge, but going to try to have those buses inspected so that hopefully we can get them running or rolling in early January. But I wanted to provide that update. Also wanted to provide an update on last month's agenda. There was a discussion item with regard to Foundation Solar Partners and their request for an easement. I wanted to let the board know that they have rescinded that proposal, so that is not an item that will be before the board at this time, nor anytime soon. And then the final item that I have for you, just in terms of discussion items, is the tolls report. There is a copy of that attached to your agenda.
Okay, very good. Policy and governance?
No policy and governance or matters this evening.
Okay, then moving on to business.
And just some routine, well, for the most part, relatively routine things. We have some wrestlers. We need to approve an overnight trip for them for districts for later in the year. They have to travel quite a ways, and typically they stay in a hotel overnight, those who qualify. We have a recommendation for our 7th and 8th grade students to go to Camp Katubik. We have a field trip request for a Europe trip in the spring of 2024. We have a transportation agreement for a special education student who attends a specialized school up in Columbus. Due to our driver shortage, the parent has been transporting, and so just need to finalize a transportation agreement for that parent. Then we have a person in the community who has completed graduation requirements through the Ohio 22 Plus diploma program, and I'm asking the board for approval for her graduation. That is something that we are required by the state to do. And so in terms of consent tonight in business, that is all we have for the consent agenda tonight.
Madam Vice President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve business items L2 through L6.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Stenrock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschel?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Madam Vice President, then we have a few other items outside of the consent agenda this evening that I would like to ask the board to consider. The first of which is an approval of a resolution requesting the fiscal officer to certify the maximum maturity of bonds. So this goes back to the presentation that we heard earlier this evening from our two committee members. The purpose of this resolution, and Mr. Mustine can probably speak to it a little bit better than I can, but this resolution and the one that follows a little bit later in the agenda, these are both needed to be able to keep us on track if the board would like to have a ballot issue on the ballot in May regarding facilities. Neither one of the resolutions that are on the agenda tonight are about design. This is about the funds and being able to start the process to be able to get this the bond request on the ballot in May. The only thing this does in terms of any potential design or any solutions that the Board of Education might like to pursue with regard to a billing initiative, the resolutions that we have before the board tonight would preclude us from purchasing property with bond funds specifically. If the board decided that they wanted to purchase property for a project, the board could still do that. They just would have to use funds other than the bond funds that are being approved for the project. The other thing that could happen is if the board wanted to accept a donation of property, they could do that too. So in that sense, location is not limited. We just can't purchase property. The district could not purchase property with the bond funds specifically. Beyond that, there are no limitations in terms of design or location. So,
okay.
Yeah, the first resolution is just authorizing me to certify the life of the buildings to 40 years, I believe is what it is, and then the contents, the equipment at no less than 10 years. And then also the maturity of the bonds at 37 years. So once you do that, I will have a sheet to print and sign and then give to you. And then that allows you to move forward with the second action item on there. So.
And I think it's important to note too that by virtue of the Ohio Revised Code and things like that, the way elections work, we have to have this done and have all this paperwork processed by January 2nd of 2023. So that is where we have a little bit of a tight timeline.
Okay. Okay. Who would like to make the motion?
Madam Vice President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following resolution. The resolution requesting fiscal officer to certify maximum maturity of bonds.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Shenrock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. And with that, I'm going to go print the actual document that I need to sign and deliver to you, so I'll be one.
Okay.
My apologies for the delay. Obviously, I didn't realize we'd moved the copy machine not across the hall into the same room we're in. So, but yes, Ms. Zinnikas, now you have that certificate, which allows you then to go on with the second action item.
Okay.
Madam Vice President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accepts from the treasurer the signed certificate as to maximum maturity of bonds.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonerow?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Madam Vice President, that then takes us to the final motion in the business section of the agenda tonight. And that is the approval of a resolution declaring the necessity, issuing bonds, and submitting the question to the electors of the school district.
Madam Vice President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following resolution. The resolution declaring the necessity of issuing bonds and submitting the question to the electors of the school district.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonerow?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Those will be filed with the county auditor tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. And before we proceed, I would like to thank our committee. I know you guys put a lot of time and effort in attending those meetings. I know there were a lot of great discussions, some controversies back and forth, but I think you guys did a wonderful job in summarizing all of the feedback and coming forward with the recommendation. So thank you. We will move to personnel.
Madam Vice President, a few items in the personnel section. We have some supplemental contracts that I am asking the board to approve. There is one correction to a motion, I believe, that appeared on the November agenda regarding a supplemental contract. And then there is a previous bus driver who is returning to drive for us. And so just asking the board to approve that as well.
Madam Vice President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items M2 through M4.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonecrop?
Yes.
Ms. Reinsheld?
Yes.
Mr. Gensel?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
We move to donations next.
And Madam Vice President, one donation on the agenda this evening. We have a donation of a weight bench from Mr. and Mrs. Matt Miller. The weight bench is, I believe, slightly used and currently valued at $500. But they have donated that from their business to our school district. And we are certainly very appreciative of the fact that they have done so.
Thank you.
Madam Vice President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept the following donation, the weight bench from Matt and Laura Miller.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonecrop?
Yes.
Ms. Reinsheld?
Yes.
Mr. Gensel?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
We do not have any new items for discussion, and we're moving to public communications session 2.
We do have one person signed in, Ms. Ginny Weddington.
Okay, thank you. I am here again today in my capacity as president of the Madison Plains Education Association to ask you again to direct the expedient release of funds to purchase library books. For those of you who do not know, I have, in my humble opinion, the best job at Madison Plains. I get to teach 7th grade social studies and modern world history. My 7th graders just finished their unit on the ancient Greeks, and they learned about a philosopher named Socrates. Socrates taught by questioning. I find that when I use Socrates' teaching methods in my classrooms, it gets kids more engaged. I can ask them questions at their level and stimulate their curiosity, and they will do research for me at any given time. Tonight, I followed the same idea myself, asking, what did I know about board policy and our contract in terms of the purchase of library materials? So, thankfully, I love research. It's my favorite thing right there with data. And through my research, I learned some interesting facts. For example, did you know that we have board policy that deals with the purchasing of library materials? This policy explicitly states that the librarian is responsible for evaluation and recommendation of all materials to be included in the library, that these materials should enrich and support the curriculum, taking into consideration the varied interests, abilities, and maturity levels of the students served. It should provide materials on opposing sides of controversial issues so that young citizens may develop, under guidance, the practice of critical reading and thinking. Provide materials representative of the many religious, ethnic, and cultural groups and their contributions to our American heritage. And place principle above personal opinion and reason above prejudice in the selection of materials. Further, the librarian should include purchase suggestions from both personnel and students. I also learned that there's board policy relating to teaching about controversial issues. This includes four rights which our students have. One, the right to study any controversial issue which has political, economic, or social significance and concern. Two, the right to have free access to all relevant information, including materials which circulate freely in the community.
3, the right to study under competent instruction in an atmosphere free from bias and prejudice. And 4, the right to form and express their own opinions on controversial issues without jeopardizing relations with teachers or the school. The study of controversial issues should be objective and scholarly with minimum emphasis on opinion. The teacher must approach controversial issues in the classroom in an impartial and unprejudiced manner and must refrain from using classroom privileges and prestige to promote a partisan point of view. Finally, I learned that board policy also addresses censorship. Specifically, it states in KLB2, which is board policy, dealing with the procedure for public complaints about curriculum and instructional materials, that the board does not permit any individual or group to exercise censorship over instructional materials and library collections. Any individual. I have attended a few meetings regarding the delay in purchasing library materials and have listened as we have been told that both students do not have to have input in the book selection process and that we do not actually have to purchase books for the library. I would argue that this position is counter to MPLSD board policy. We at Madison Plains are very lucky to have an accomplished resident librarian. I am not sure how many of you personally know Heidi Fletcher, but she has been a resident of the Madison Plains community for 36 years and a librarian for over 30 years. She has a bachelor's degree in media studies and a master's in library science. She has worked both in the school and community level, including as a library director at Mount Sterling. Not only does she thoroughly know and understand our constituency, she is an expert in this professional field and continues to consistently engage in professional development and provide professional development for the Madison Plains staff. I'm asking that she be given the latitude and opportunity to put her expertise to work in the purchasing of books for our school libraries. I ask once again that you insist board policy is followed and that Mrs. Fletcher's book orders are allowed to proceed without any additional delay. For 3 years, we have not followed this policy. We have not purchased books. And Mrs. Fletcher has lost both her contractually guaranteed funds and grant monies as a result. Please, as we strive to make Madison Plains a model of rural education, let us remember that a major part of that education lies in students making the choice to read. In order for that to happen, we must stock our shelves with books that are of interest of and representative of them. I further ask that should a community member have concern about any books that are in the library collection, that the board adopted process for review is followed. If you have any questions, I invite you to reach out to Mrs. Fletcher or myself. Thank you.
Thank you. There is no executive session this evening. So in closing, next month in January, we will have 2 meetings. We will start off with our organizational meeting, and then that will be immediately followed by our regular January school board meeting. Right.
Madam Vice President, I move that the board adjourn at 7:44.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Steinrod?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Yentzel?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. We're adjourned.
Thank you. What is the date of the January 10th? Sorry.